Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I'm Nicola Charles. This is probably the most important podcast I've ever done in my life. The podcast is called Breach, and the breach that has occurred for humanity across the globe is staggering. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you to all the people who messaged me. Over the last 7 days, I received a 7-day Twitter ban on my second Twitter account because my first Twitter account, which was verified and that I'd had since 2011 with 36,000 followers, was just wiped off the map when I started discovering the truth about the supposed COVID-19 vaccinations and their ingredients. Sharing those ingredients and sharing my opinions on what they were for, why they would possibly want to put these toxic items inside a biological human body was an urge that I had to scratch. I had to warn people. I know that I've saved two babies in the womb because one, the mother, and in the other instance, the father, was a listener to the podcast and decided not to vaccinate while pregnant. If I get nothing else from this scenario, I know I did that. But some of your messages that you send me really touch my heart, and I can't tell you how grateful I am. I put my email address out as often as I can, but obviously it's not always used, but a lot of you do, and a lot of you send really great messages. Here's just one. I won't name the sender. And she said, "I admire you for not giving up the fight against these evil pieces of shit, pushing the poison jab and mandating it, which violates every human right law there is, and their sick depopulation and control agenda. No matter how many times they try and knock you down and silence you, you always come back fighting. I'm so glad you aren't falling for the lies and the bullshit like a lot of people are. It's sad times we live in. I know a lot of people who are so blinded by what's really going on, and they still trust the government and they think they would never do anything to harm them. One of those people is my best friend, and she just won't listen. She's taken the poison jab. It makes me so sad to see someone I care about so much brainwashed by the government and the media. I hope you're well and having a great night." Now, I get a lot of those. I could read hundreds and hundreds of those, but I just wanted to read one and tell you that I am so grateful. And yes, these are sad times that we're living in for all of us. I've got close family and friends, really close, that have this inside them. And yesterday, actually, bizarrely and ironically, 5 minutes before my second Twitter account came back online after a 7-day ban for, again, just sharing the truth, scientific research, government databases, and peer-reviewed papers, I still got banned. And one of the things you tend to get banned for is your opinion. Now, it's really weird because I've always said social media was meant to be personal. We didn't all set up our social media pages as little news sites. But what they do is they realize when you get above sort of 3,000 followers, they realize that you are essentially becoming a news site, a citizen news site. Now, we all know, the smart ones among us, that we can at this point only rely on our citizen news sites because the mainstream media, the propaganda is real. It's disgusting. It's happening anywhere, everywhere. It's happening on trusted radio stations and radio hosts that we've listened to because they've become shills, they've become government propagandists. And it's terrifying that you could literally wake up, put on the television, put on the radio, get into your car, and everything you will hear in a period of hours and hours and hours will either not be the truth or not be the whole truth. And the whole truth is that A, no one is discussing and talking about the adverse reactions of the vaccines, but B, and more importantly, and the thing that seems to get, well, myself anyway, deplatformed, is the ingredients in these so-called COVID-19 vaccines. Well, I'll give you my opinion now, as this is my opinion podcast. And if you're here, it's because you want to hear it and you have a human right to do so. Is that the ingredients in these vaccines have nothing to do with COVID-19 because COVID-19 itself was a mirage, a lie, a big show, theatre. And I wouldn't be surprised if this whole pandemic has actually been scripted by Hollywood scriptwriters. It certainly has the feeling of a massive disaster movie to me, and I'm more than sure in the future we will absolutely discover that that's the case. But what I discovered yesterday, 5 minutes, staggeringly, 5 minutes before my second banned Twitter account came back online, was a United States patent. A United States patent, patent number US 11,107,588B2. US patent number 11,107,588B2. The date of the patent, August 31st, 2021. August 31st, 2021. That is very important because that is the date that is likely to be prior to almost all booster vaccinations going inside human bodies that have now been primed by the vaccine with graphene oxide, Hydra parasites, gold nanobot robots, and God knows what else. We know now, thanks to Alex Jones, that there is also a heart attack drug in the Pfizer jab, despite the fact it's being given to children. And it's in there really in the same way that we used to use MSG in food, which got banned in Australia. Monosodium glutamate, the heart attack drug that's being used in the Pfizer jabs, is there to give it longevity, to make it for ease of use for the person who takes it from a frozen situation to an unfrozen situation to jab situation. Now, I heard in my own GP's office the other day, someone was making an appointment for Pfizer and they couldn't make it at the designated time. And the receptionist said, well, there's nothing we can do about that because once unfrozen, Pfizer can only be used in a 6-hour period. We know why. Because when Pfizer starts to defrost and gets to a certain temperature, these nanobots and this graphene oxide begin to assemble in the pre-programmed fashion that they've been told, a pre-program that can be changed, adapted at any time, every single day of your life, if Mr. Bill Gates feels like it. This United States patent is long and technical and complicated. The names associated with it are terrifying. They are Gal-Erlich, this is German, Gal-Erlich, and Meyer-Fürnster. I'm half German. Meyer-Fürnster and Gay-Erlich, two German names, own the US patent number 11,107,588B2, August 31st, 2021. It says, and I quote, methods and systems of prioritizing treatments, vaccinations, testing and activities while, here's the joke and the lie of the patent, protecting the privacy of the individual. Part of it, and there are 53 pages of this, says system and method for anonymously selecting subjects for treatment against an infectious disease caused by a pathogen. The system comprises a plurality of electronic devices comprising instructions to generate an ID, and when in proximity to another such electronic device, one or both electronic devices transmit and receive the ID to and from the other electronic device. Then a score is generated based on a plurality of such received IDs. In other words, how many of you vaccinated people are sitting together? Additionally, based on information received from a server, relevant treatment instructions are displayed to the subjects based on the received information and the score. This means you will be medically treated based on your score. So I guess if you're a good citizen who pays lots of taxes, you'll get medical treatment, live forever and be well. If you're a scumbag who's committed a crime, is out on bail or doesn't earn much money, I guess you won't be in a rush. What this is Bill Gates's much talked about death panel that he has placed inside the bodies of the vaccinated. The server, we need to find this server, because this server is Skynet and it needs to be taken out. No one has the right to affect, treat, choose, or decide on human health from an internal position without the permission of the human being. And that is exactly what's happened here with Bill Gates. He has broken the Privacy Act of 1988 in Australia in a million different ways. The server comprises instructions for sending to the plurality of electronic devices the information to be displayed with the relevant treatment instructions. Additionally, the server and/or the electronic devices comprise instructions to generate a prediction of likelihood of a subject transmitting the pathogen based on the score of the subject. What they've done here with these vaccines, and they've tricked you and they've lied to you and they've conned you to do it with the flu. That's why they keep using the word pathogen. There's no mention here, incidentally, of the phrase COVID-19. It says, drawing sheets and claims, 202, receiving information about subject. Did you agree for technical equipment placed inside your body for A, you weren't told it was placed inside your body, and B, to be for other people to be receiving information about your body, analysing the information? Did you give a third party access to your privacy to analyse your physical, biological information? No. It generates a score. Did you give permission for your privacy to be invaded, to generate a score on who you are, what you are, your health, and who you associate with? No, you didn't. Vaccinating according to the score and group. Vaccinating according to the score and group. I'll tell you what's terrifying about that. I'll tell you what's terrifying about that. What if Bill Gates has promised if we're naughty children, drop smallpox? But he decides only certain people in society are going to be saved from the next pandemic. This is how they're going to do it. This is a slow kill, a slow cull. This is an electronic internal death panel that they wish to have on all human beings. Control, essentially, over your life and death and health. Do you understand? Are you listening? They have put inside you the control over your life and death. They couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand that we were free, healthy individuals. That someone who was perhaps poor and not considered of human value to someone like Bill Gates, but essentially kept themselves very fit, grew vegetables in the garden, exercised a lot, had found happiness in life, and was therefore deemed to live a long and rewarding life, like many elderly that we know. But Bill Gates or anyone else, these Germanic names who own the patent, can decide that, well, you aren't contributing enough to their new society, to the new world order, the great reset, the fourth industrial revolution. You won't work. You won't vaccinate. You won't do as you're told. I can imagine how quickly you'd be over. And they'd say, how would we know from the outside? Because we're not in charge of the server. How would we know if a friend or family member has a stroke, dies of a heart attack, gets blood clots, commits suicide? Perhaps because it was suggested to them. Walks off a cliff. Anything to do with the general health, well-being and mental state of any of these vaccinated people. We can now not trust anything. We can't trust if they get married, if they get divorced, if they declare themselves bankrupt, if they donate millions of dollars or everything they own to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation or the Clinton Foundation, or more importantly and more likely, they change their political allegiance. Because what have they been aiming for throughout this entire scam of a situation? They are seeking a hive mentality. Do you understand? Share this podcast. They are seeking a hive mentality. Like bees, there is one queen, one god, one king, one person who decides, one creature, in Bill Gates' case, very apt, one creature who decides who breeds and who with. Do you know the first thing that Bill Gates asked Melinda Gates when he met her was the first thing that he'd asked every girlfriend he'd had before her, and I'm pretty sure there weren't many. What score did you get on the SATs? Bill Gates, as a young man with supposed normal human sexual urges and attractions, actually placed all those to the side because his primary objective was breeding with someone who had a high IQ score. Bill Gates wants to turn all you into him. Bill Gates knows you can't make that decision because you're driven by attraction, love, sex, things that aren't drivers for his. And he wants to turn you into a driver so that only, do you understand why this is a drug that is causing infertility? He could no doubt program the spike proteins, the nanobots and parasites sitting, we now have proof, sitting in the ovaries of vaccinated females, affecting their cycles and affecting their fertility. There's about to be an investigation and inquiry in the USA. He could remove all them from your ovaries and allow you to breed if your SAT score or your A-level results or you got, you passed your degree with honours, but only if you breed with someone else who passed their degree with honours. Do you see how this is going? Do you see what this is? Would you like me to tell you what this is called? This is called ethnic cleansing. What is it Dan Andrews said with this pandemic legislation, which we hope will fail thanks to a Turkish MP? My God, this guy's going to be literally Jesus of Nazareth if he stops this bill going through. Dan Andrews said he wants to target certain groups. Certain groups. He's on the page with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. Another part of this patent, page 7 of 53. Receiving information about the subject, evaluating score of this information, electronic information, geographical information, governmental information, human information. Generating a weighted score to each information according to predetermined criteria. Vaccinating according to the total score. Vaccinating according to the total score instead of vaccinating everybody is control over life and death that you have now just handed to these people with German names on US patent 11,107,588B2. I need a sip of coffee. I'm going to have a heart attack. Why? I've said this before, I said this at the beginning of the pandemic. If I had found the cure for cancer, I would go public and say, sure, I'll need governments to pay for my research. And obviously you will be rewarded handsomely for finding the cure for cancer. If nothing else, you can go on a speaking tour and charge $1 million a speech the way Bill Clinton does and talk about how you found the cure for cancer. You're not going to be poor if you find the cure for cancer. And you offer it. You don't say to people, I will destroy your life. I will take your job. I will exclude you from the society that your tax dollars help build. I will demonize you in the press, in the media, and on social media. I will censor you. I will make people think you are dirty and give you a badge and a label the way we did with the Jews illegally in Germany in World War II. I would say there's a cure for cancer. You're welcome. And I would die happy. This thing goes on and it's hideous. It says when electronic devices are in proximity, in other words, when vaccinated people are around other vaccinated people and they are all now essentially smart devices. Yes, that's right. They've turned all of you into a smartphone. And months ago, I did a podcast called Antenna. And only like 300 people listened to it. They've turned you all into an antenna, a receiving device, not just a receiving device. You send and receive. Do you know what the 5G towers are called? They're called MIMO banks. MIMO means massive in, massive out. Drones fall from the sky when they get close to 5G towers because the power of the 5G electronic magnetic frequencies downs the drone. Your body, and this thing crosses the blood-brain barrier, is now communicating with the 5G towers. They could literally create the zombie apocalypse and there would be nothing any of you can do. Your brain cannot escape your own body. When electronic devices, this is from the patent, are in proximity, exchanging the individual's full ID between electronic devices. So you could, they could literally arrange for you to walk up to someone and if you're attracted to them, it would show up in your brain. They've got a warrant for their arrest. They're late at paying their bills. She slept with 28 people, so she's a hoe. She's got a really low IQ score. No, she told you that she passed VCE, but she lied. She lies a lot. That's what they've done here. They're controlling you. You are no longer an autonomous being. Do you understand that? If you're vaccinated, you are no longer an autonomous human being. In fact, you may not even be able to relate or understand the rest of us humans, the unvaccinated that are left, because we operate on a different set of systems. We are not cold and psychopathic like Bill Gates, who asked his girlfriends from the first run of the gate what their SAT scores were. Because we care about human kindness. We care about people being hardworking. We love people who stop and smell the flowers, who respect human rights, humanity, freedom of speech and privacy. These people do not respect your privacy. They do not respect anything about you. They have broken the Australian Privacy Act of 1988. And if they haven't broken it yet by lying to you about the vaccine, they're about to break it when they go into your body and communicate with it electronically against your will and permission. Are you going to line up at the booster and sign a piece of paper and not read that one because that piece of paper says that they're going to breach your privacy, but you're okay with it? Are you going to wake up yet? After a period of time, says the patent, analyzed ID scores in electronic devices will generate a new score via a completely anonymous method. Then one side says yes and one side says no. Yes is E. No is F. What does that mean? That it's not always completely anonymous? I don't like this. I don't like this one little bit. You should be more angry than you've ever been. Another page, page 13. When electronic devices are in proximity, exchanging individuals' partial ID between electronic devices 100% of the time. And X times of the times exchange a second ID number when X lower than 100. Do you know what X is? That's your death panel score. This is algebra. I'll read that again. When electronic devices are in proximity, exchanging individual partial ID between electronic devices 100% of the time, and X percent of the times exchange a second ID number, where X is lower than 100. This is a digital, internal, social credit score. You're unwell. You haven't got long to live. What did Bill Gates say in an interview? What is the point in spending $1 million on extending an ill person's life by 3 months, your elderly relative in hospital, when that $1 million could save the jobs of 10 nurses? Well, we know they're hypocrites because they've just let all the unvaccinated nurses go. Why? Because they can't spy on them. They can't spy on them, track them, or decide where they go or how long they live. This is also interesting because all these massive German bankers own your pensions, your super funds, and your 401ks. Gee, it would be really handy for their future generations to inherit the wealth of the world, the savings you all made for your old age, because none of you fuckers are going to be allowed to get there. I am sorry to have to bring this to you, but this is real. After a period of time, analysed partial IDs and second ID numbers are stored in an electronic device. Well, who the fuck owns this electronic device? That's point 540. 542. Optionally, after that period of time, change the individual's partial ID with a new one via a completely anonymous method. Ah, so if you go up a bit or down a bit, they'll just change your score. You won't know. You won't know. They'll send the score to the server, compare scores, and generate a treatment list. Imagine that. They're already doing it with the unvaccinated, so we know they're capable of it. The unvaccinated in some states can't take their animals to the vets. The unvaccinated in some states can't go to hospital and receive hospital treatment or a GP. The unvaccinated in America, I saw a video of a man, his wife was giving birth in hospital. She hadn't given birth yet. She was pregnant on the bed, screaming and crying. Why? Because they were throwing the father out of the birthing room. Why? Because as soon as that baby's born, they want to vaccinate it with a COVID-19 vaccine. So this baby is trackable and treatable or not, depending on its score, according to Bill Gates, whenever he feels like it. He has now deemed himself God. This is sacrilege. This is disgusting. This is the breaking of everything humanity is based on. They don't want you anything to do with their new society? Good. Run. Let's go to communes in the country and hope they don't nuke us. Because seriously, these people are sociopaths. They are psychopaths. This is not living. This is not living. If you thought it was bad living poor or unintelligent or that you've been dealt a bad hand in life, wait until Bill Gates is holding the trigger to the gun. Page 15 of 53, device B provides ID and information about previous meetings. Well, that's an invasion of privacy because why would Bill Gates get to know about who you had previous meetings with? He can spy on politicians. That's why they force them to have it, so they can't go to Parliament if they don't. Business associations, lies won't exist anymore, will they? Privacy won't exist anymore. Device B provides ID and information about previous meetings. Point 604. Device A evaluates data. Oh, they love that, don't they? Dan Andrews talks about data a lot. How many meetings had device B? Page 15 of 53. How many meetings had device B? You, by the way, you're the device. What kind of individuals had device B met? What kind of individuals had device B met? Was it a prostitute? Was it a captain of industry? Was it a criminal? Was it someone else's wife? Is that going to drop your score down? Or was it someone of the wrong political persuasion? Generating a score to meeting with device B. According to data evaluation, save a score in device A. I'll read that again. Listen to the letter of the device. Device B, that's you, provides ID and information about previous meetings. Device A, Bill Gates, evaluates data. How many meetings had device B, you? What kind of individuals had device B met, you? Generating score to meeting with device B, you, according to data evaluation. Save score in device A, Bill Gates. Then on page 16, there's a terrifying illustration. In the center, it says server/computer, your new master, your new god. Forget religion. Bill Gates has been trying to get rid of religion for years. I also shared a meeting he had with the CIA in the 1980s where he said he was going to drop vials of vaccination against their wishes onto people in the Middle East so that they couldn't become radicalized religiously, because it would remove their urge for religion altogether. Please don't think this is not possible. It's already been happening for decades. The server computer from the middle runs user device, third-party databases and sources, analytics module, database module, simulation module, prediction module. Don't we just all love the prediction model? That's your death panel. I need a coffee. You see, people like Neil Mitchell grab a coffee when the ads are on. I don't have any ads. Not yet. Anyone wants to sponsor Charles in Charge and hear the absolute raw, visceral truth? Let me know. Prediction module. That's 0.714. Prediction module. Fuck you with your prediction. Imagine that. You get an email telling you the date of your death, your likely date of your death. Spend some time with your kids. You're going to be dead in 3 weeks. What? What? Then the server sends an arrow that says vaccination or prophylactic treatments order list. Message the individual. A lot of this makes it sound like this is for your own good. How is removing your decision making, the ability to control your health and your privacy for your own good? Wakey, wakey, Australia, I can only speak domestically. I don't know about the UK. I don't know about America. I don't know for Canada. I don't know for those in New Zealand. We are all suffering in these awful, evil Five Eyes nations that have decided to do this. It was bad enough when they had satellites. It was bad enough when they tracked us on the smartphones. It was bad enough that our DNA is being damaged and we're being poisoned by these 5G towers. They didn't care about 5G. They didn't worry about doing research on 5G. Oh, no. What they had planned was more devious and diabolical than anything 5G could ever be. This podcast is called Breach. They have breached humanity, your human rights, your privacy, the Australian Privacy Act of 1988. You have this. I've given this patent to you. Take it to your employer. Explain to them why you now do not want vaccination, because it breaches your privacy, your ability to have autonomy over your personal health and your human rights. It's a violation of your human rights. This is why the unvaxxed can't go to work. This is why the unvaxxed can't go to cafes and restaurants. They are trialing this. And if we don't stop it, it's done. This is why if you're single vaxxed, you can't go to certain things. You can't even go to your own childbirth. But if you're double vaxxed, you can go grab a coffee in the cafe and sit in the restaurant, even though from everything I've heard, it's now diabolical and awful and the most terrible experience of your life. Why? Because they've removed the essence of who we are. There's magic. Do you understand? We are magical, ethereal beings connected to this universe. We have lived here and survived for a reason, and that reason has been our biological strength. They have removed that and turned you into a smartphone, a computer. A smartphone is a small computer. Bill Gates, that's right, the computer guy. We always wondered why he went into Big Pharma. Why did he have anything to do with Big Pharma and biological stuff? He's not a scientist. He's got no history in health. No, he doesn't, does he? No, he doesn't. That's right. He has a history in computing. And what has he done with his history in computing? He's turned billions of you into a fucking computer. You need to say no to this. You need to save whoever you can. Do you understand? You need to save whoever you can. They've turned people into smartphones, sending information back to a server. Who's in control of the server? Your health record, who you meet with, their health record. They say it's so they can stop super spreader events. It's a lie to take everything away from you. I beg you, please go and look at the US patent. You must go and look for yourself. I will send it to you. Email me, message me on Facebook, on Messenger. They've taken it all away from so many people so that they can control them. They've breached human rights laws, privacy acts in Australia. And As scientists are now saying to those trying to detox from the vaccination, there's no way back from this. There's no way back. This has been Charles in Charge. This podcast is called Breach. Please share it with your friends. I love you. I'll see you next time.